This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why employee engagement is a communication problem. The lie we tell ourselves about engagement. What happened? SHRM recently published research on building a connected workforce, focusing on what actually drives employee engagement in modern organizations. The findings point to a persistent gap between what leaders think employees need and what employees actually report experiencing. Most organizations are investing in the wrong places, and the disconnection is measurable. The communication angle. Picture this: a manager sends out the quarterly all-hands meeting recap. Bullet points, metrics, a motivational close. He hits send, leans back, and thinks, good, people are informed. 2 weeks later, the engagement survey comes back flat. He's stunned. He communicated. He checked the box. That's the trap. Informing people is not the same as connecting with them. These are two completely different acts, and most organizations have spent years perfecting the first one while neglecting the second entirely. SHRM research lands on something I've watched play out in boardrooms and break rooms for 2 decades. Employees don't disengage because they lack information. They disengage because they feel invisible. The distinction matters enormously. When leaders frame engagement as a communication volume problem, they respond by sending more emails, scheduling more meetings, and producing more content. None of that fixes invisibility. In fact, it often makes it worse, because the noise drowns out the moments that actually matter. What builds connection is specific, directed acknowledgement. Not great work, team. That's wallpaper. People stop seeing it. Connection happens when a leader says, I noticed you stayed late to rework that client proposal on Thursday. That decision saved us the account. Name the person. Name the action. Name the result. That three-part structure is what separates communication that lands from communication that evaporates. The second piece SHRM points to, and this one is underestimated, is that employees need to understand how their work connects to something larger, not the company mission statement posted in the lobby. The actual, living, breathing why this project matters right now. Leaders who explain context before assigning work see dramatically different levels of buy-in than those who simply delegate tasks. It costs almost nothing to add 2 sentences of context. The return on those 2 sentences is enormous. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on recognition language gives you a framework for delivering acknowledgement that actually registers, because most people know they should recognize their team, but freeze up when it comes to the words. There's a real difference between appreciation that sounds like a performance review and appreciation that sounds like a human being talking to another human being. That chapter draws the line clearly. The takeaway. Before your next one-on-one with a direct report, write down 1 specific thing they did in the last 2 weeks that moved something forward. Not a general compliment. A specific action with a specific outcome. Say it out loud in the first 3 minutes of the meeting. That single habit, practiced consistently, does more for engagement than any company-wide initiative you will ever launch. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.